Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for joining us for Holy Mass today, whether listening on the radio or watching on the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Mark Malesva. It's a great joy to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located in cold but still beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. And the Mass for today is proper in these days leading up to Christmas for December 19th. He who is to come and will not delay. And now there will be no fear within our land, for he is our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who through the childbearing of the Holy Virgin graciously revealed the radiance of your glory to the world, grant, we pray, that we may venerate with integrity of faith the mystery of so wondrous an incarnation and always celebrate it with due reverence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the book of Judges. There was a certain man from Zorah of the clan of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren and had borne no children. An angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Though you are barren and have had no children, yet you will conceive and bear a son. Now then, be careful to take no wine or strong drink, and to eat nothing unclean. As for the son you will conceive and bear, no razor shall touch his head, for this boy is to be consecrated to God from the womb. It is he who will begin the deliverance of Israel from the power of the Philistines." The woman went and told her husband, "A man of God came to me. He had the appearance of an angel of God, terrible indeed. I did not ask him where he came from, nor did he tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will be with child and will bear a son. So take neither wine nor strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for the boy shall be consecrated to God from the womb until the day of his death.' The woman bore a son and named him Samson. The boy grew up, and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord stirred him." The word of the Lord. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, and I will sing your glory. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, and I will sing your glory. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, and I will sing your glory. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, and I will sing your glory. I will treat of the mighty works of the Lord. O God, I will tell of your singular justice. O God, you have taught me from my youth, Until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, and I will sing your glory. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. O root of Jesse's stem, sign of God's love for all his people, come to save us without delay. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as priest in his divisions turned before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside, at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. Such a beautiful time we have on our church's calendar, these last days of Advent in anticipation for Christmas. And really, as we get closer to the Christmas celebration itself, a lot of the readings kind of give us the foreshadowing of the Christmas story, not only immediately, but also in the Old Testament as well. And I'm sure for all of us, we're probably doing our preparations for Christmas, all that is coming up, and probably running around doing this and doing that, but probably spending some time preparing and also kind of thinking about some of those great memories from Christmas, maybe from some of the traditions you might have as a family, whatever it might be. I was thinking about this the other day. It wasn't so much a tradition, but something that would happen in my family is that we would go to both sides of our family, my mom's side, then my dad's side, our extended family, our grandparents there. And we would always go in the basement by my grandpa Malezava. He had an old farmhouse, a big house, and the downstairs is where all the grandkids would go and play, run wild, all that stuff, right? Playing toys and smashing into things, all that. But inevitably, it would happen at some point. My grandpa would come down the stairs, and he'd begin to get a little angry. The reason being is because he would go downstairs and he'd see all these soda cans on the table. And he'd start lifting them up and shaking them a little bit, and recognized that most of them were about half drank. They had about half still in there. And he asked, well, whose are these? Whose are no, nobody knows who they were. But it always drove my grandpa nuts that we drink half a soda and just kind of leave them there. So he certainly comes from that generation where you don't waste anything, and we still should not waste anything. But it's one of those things. My grandpa would usually kind of get all stirred up around Christmas as he found these half-drink soda cans in the basement. The reason I bring this up is because of one particular line from our first reading. It was actually the last line in that first reading. And it said this: the Spirit of the Lord stirred him. The Spirit of the Lord stirred him. Now, once again, these days leading up, I'm sure there's a lot to stir us up. Once again, if, you know, the preparations that you have to do. If you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, that might kind of put you into a stir. All these things that have to happen. But in the midst of all that, in the midst of all that stuff that we have to do, I hope we really hear this line and that we really take it to heart, that the Spirit of the Lord stirred him. I hope more than anything, these last days of Advent in anticipation for Christmas, I hope if there's anything that stirs us up is this great truth, this great reminder of what we celebrate at Christmas. The fact that God became like one of us, the incarnation, God becoming man. I hope at some point in these days that stirs our heart, that we recognize this great truth, that God became like one of us. Reminded of that this past Sunday with his name Emmanuel that we hear during this time, meaning God with us. That should really stir us more than anything. Not things that we have to do, but the whole reason we celebrate this celebration. And once again, what a beautiful reminder we have whenever we come to Mass, to once again be stirred in a good way, not in a negative way, but in a good way, as we hear the Lord speak to us in the Scriptures and as we're able to receive him in the Eucharist, that we always may come to him, that we always may rely upon him, that we always may trust in him. And so whatever you have to do, anticipation, I hope you get it done, that all those things will fall into place, but that the Lord may stir us up, that we may recognize this great truth, that God is with us, that he will always be with us, and he'll never abandon us as his children. And so, trusting our Heavenly Father, who hears all that we ask of him, we present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For our Holy Father, all bishops and priests, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, especially in our diocese, we pray to the Lord. For peace in our restless world, that all will realize that true peace comes only from Jesus, our Savior, we pray to the Lord. For our government, that our leaders will work together to promote God's commandments and protect human life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord. For peace within families, that the love of the Christ child will mend broken relationships and transform even the hardest of hearts, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, in particular for Tony Dufek, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Penelope Jaha on her birthday, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Lord, and gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day, as we ask that your Holy Spirit stir our hearts this Christmas season to know you and love you more deeply. We ask that you hear these our prayers and grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all of his holy church.
Look with favor, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we lay upon your altars, that what we bring despite our weakness may be sanctified by your power. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let's give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your
spirit. Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The dawn from on high will visit us, guiding our feet in the way of peace. For those watching or listening to this Holy Mass, it is a good time to make an act of spiritual communion. And so we pray, I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Christ. us pray. As we give thanks, Almighty God, for these gifts you have bestowed, graciously arouse in us, we pray, the desire for those yet to come, that we may welcome the nativity of our Savior and honor it with minds made pure, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon Central again. Also be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. We conclude by praying as well the prayer for the national Eucharistic revival within our country. And so we pray, my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.